Oklahoma legislators are considering eliminating some tax credits and incentives for businesses to help plug a $1.3 billion budget gap. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the state's fiscal crisis has led some oil and gas leaders to push lawmakers to end incentives for the wind industry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members,
the wind industry had a busy year at the state capitol in 2015. Governor Mary Fallon signed legislation paving the way for stricter turbine siting rules.
After months, and I literally mean months, of negotiations, we have come to an agreement.
Fallon also signed legislation to sunset by the end of 2016 a pair of tax incentives available to the wind industry. One was a tax credit wind developers didn't really use. The other was a five-year property tax exemption that was very popular. Speaking on the floor during a final vote in the House, Republican Representative Earl Sears of Bartlesville said all sides came together to cut a deal estimated to save taxpayers more than $50 million a year.
As far as the House is concerned, this is a well-negotiated, visited, thought through, talked about, developed. And what have before you, if we pass it, we'll be out of the ad valorem reimbursement business in the wind power industry.
The wind industry says last year's negotiation to phase out the two incentives hinged on a promise from lawmakers to keep in place a third tax incentive called the Zero Emission Tax Credit, which is available to the renewable energy sector.
Having received a majority of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed.
A lot has changed in a year. Oil prices have tanked, natural gas prices have slid, the state budget gap has more than doubled, and now some heavyweights in Oklahoma's oil and gas industry have organized a campaign that's taking aim at the state's financial support of the wind industry.
From an energy policy standpoint, I think we have achieved our goals, and we should not be incentivizing wind development to the extent we are today.
That's Pete Delaney. He's on the board of directors of Enable Midstream, a company that collects, transports, and stores natural gas and oil. He's also the former chairman and CEO of Oklahoma Gas and Electric, the state's largest electricity utility.
The fiscal situation is worse. The amount of tax benefits going to the wind industry is growing every year.
Delaney is part of the so-called Windfall Coalition, spearheaded by billionaire oil man Harold Hamm, the founder and CEO of Continental Resources. Hamm did not grant State Impact's request for an interview. Anti-wind incentive billboards have popped up around Oklahoma City. Some include foreign flags reminding motorists that taxpayer dollars are going to wind companies in other countries. The signs also suggest money that could go to schools instead go to wind companies. The campaign has found support with other oil and gas executives and pro-fossil fuel organizations. Together, they're calling for an end to all state wind energy incentives. They also want even tougher siting rules and the state to tax wind production.
We've made those arguments to the administration that, in fact, it's probably time for us to relook at these and rein those in.
Oklahoma is currently fourth in the nation for wind capacity. Delaney says that means wind is established and commercially viable and doesn't need taxpayer support. He also says ending the wind incentives and taxing wind production would encourage utilities to use more natural gas, which has a bigger economic effect in Oklahoma. Jeff Clark with the Wind Coalition says oil and gas executives are not interested in a level playing field.
They'd like to eliminate any incentives available only for my industry, not for their own.
Clark says adding more siting rules and taxing wind production would make Oklahoma less attractive for wind developers. New turbine projects might go to Kansas or Texas. Clark is urging the legislature to honor last year's deal and keep the remaining zero emissions tax credit, which expires at the end of 2020.
Now, unfortunately, is the time when Oklahoma has to choose. Is this going to be a state that has an all-of-the-above energy strategy, or are we going to pit energy industries against one another in an attempt to drive one industry out of the state?
Opponents say Oklahoma's fiscal crisis is reason to pull back support of the wind industry. Clark says the state's economic problems mean it's a terrible time to end the industry's one remaining incentive and tax wind production. Both sides say all options are on the table as lawmakers look for ways to plug its $1.3 billion budget hole. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, treating cancer at every stage, and a network provider of Health Choice. More at cancercenter.com.